Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Sean. I'm assuming that is in honor of my lead this morning, and a Connecticut town is attempting to introduce a dress code for teachers so as to maybe prevent the distraction that an outfit worn by a teacher might cause for a young man or a young woman. So more on that later, I am sure. We will get to Courtney with the news coming up. We will also get to They Said It. But it is a Patriots Friday, and Robert Spillane of the New England Patriots is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Brought to you also by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. By Zondark Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. And Robert Spillane is brought to you on a Patriots Friday by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on with us. Got a win last week. And how good was it for this team to get that out of the way in week two?
Oh, huge. Us being such a new team, a new group of guys, to be able to come out of there with a win was such a big thing for our confidence going forward.
Robert, when you look at this defense, you guys are doing a great job against the run, but you're struggling against the pass. What do you have to clean up in that area to allow you guys to be productive against the pass moving forward?
Yeah, I really think this week we really honed in on our details, our fundamentals, and our techniques. And as a defense, we all made sure to get a little bit better in our individual assignments. And we made it a real point this week during practice. So we're excited to get out here this Sunday and showcase those opportunities.
2 weeks in, and this team ranks 31st in missed tackles with 25. Wiggy and some of the guys who played a long time ago talk a lot about the lack of contact, the lack of time in preseason. As you guys have looked at those missed tackles, what do you need to do to fix that?
Yeah, footwork is king when it comes to tackling. Putting your chest on chest and wrapping your arms and finishing on the ground, and that's our goal. We really made a big emphasis this week to focus on tackling. One of our three focal points of the week. So we worked them in drills. We put the pads on yesterday. And like I said, we're excited to go out there on Sunday and really put that work to the test.
Robert, going into Miami for the defense, you guys were without Terrell. How did you feel like the guys stepped up in the absence of your defensive coordinator? And how proud were you of the guys?
I was very proud. It's never easy losing your leader as a defense. But at the end of the day, it's next man up, whether it's our head coach, whether it's our punter, whether it's our middle linebacker, receiver, we always expect the next guy to go in there with the starter's mentality, with the mentality that this is a huge opportunity for them. So I think we had enough guys that said this is an opportunity for us to step up, and we did.
Robert, have you ever gone on a silent retreat?
I have yet to go on a silent retreat. It is definitely intriguing, though.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, also ayahuasca. Have you tried that?
I have not. I've stayed mostly in the United States in my life, so I'm pretty sure that's a South American thing, I believe.
Yes. It's a cleanse. It looks really gross. But what are your thoughts on facing Aaron Rodgers and in the future Hall of Famer on Sunday?
When watching Aaron Rodgers' film, I was really surprised at how well I think he's moving around back there. He's taking hits. He's making off-balance throws. He's putting the ball in the receiver's hand. So I think he's really playing at a high level this year, and it'll be a great challenge for us to not only get home on the rush, but to stay in coverage for those extended plays and to finish each and every play, because whether he's going down or finds a way out, he's going to put the ball up.
Robert, you look at what you guys are able to do when it comes to getting to the quarterback. You lead the league in sacks. What's led to that for your defense when it comes to leading the league in sacks?
I definitely think sacks is a big, huge thing. You can blitz to get sacks. You can rush four to get sacks. But our D-line has really stepped up big this year for us, especially to finish last game with Harold making a huge play and then Milton getting the game-winning sack. So I'm really proud of how those guys have continued to work, and I know that they're going to continue to produce big plays on Sundays.
Can I get just a player perspective, somebody who's in the league playing currently on the tush push? Because we've talked about it a lot this week, and about for us as fans, it's kind of a boring play, but it seems to work. Like, where are you guys as players on it?
Personally, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for the players as a whole, but the tush push is part of our game. It's a legal play, and they use it. I don't get to make the rules, and I don't get to decide whether they should keep it or not. So the only worry I have is how do we defend it as a team? And I think, you know, everyone's been putting work in to both run it on offense and to defend it on defense. So we're going to continue to work it in preparation for it to come up.
Robert, this would affect you directly. Would you like to see the league allow you linebackers to be able to push the D linemen at least to maybe have a similar advantage as the offense, because the offense can get pushed by guys behind them?
Yeah, you can push the D line. So that is a big way that that you can try to offset.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The force of somebody else pushing their quarterback, you push a D lineman.
Robert, the Steelers' red zone offense has been extremely efficient once they get there, but they're having a hard time getting to the 20. Has that been a major point for you guys in practice this week, to just keep Aaron Rodgers and the offense away from red zone so that they don't need to capitalize there?
Of course, that's always our goal. We want to get the drive stopped, and the drive stopped early. Every time we take the field, I usually tell the guys, you know, three and out or the football. So ideally, we get the three and out, but if we don't, we end up taking the ball away. And that's always our goal when we step on the field, whether it's at the backed up five or it's on the positive 10, you know. So we go out there with the mindset of get the drive stopped. That's one of our goals as a defense, get the drive stopped. No matter where we take the field. So that's a big key. Don't let them get going.
All right, well, back at Gillette, and a good test this week, and we appreciate you taking the time, as always, Robert Spillane.
Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. It's a Patriots Friday, and you can talk about the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers all day long and all weekend long. And, of course, we will be out at Gillette, as we always are, on Monday with Mike Vrabel and with Boomer Esiason. So, mm-hmm.
Good stuff. I mean, I think that, like, the question about tackling is huge. And you always wonder, I get it, I played in a different era, and I know he said they worked on it and that kind of thing. But, you always wonder how much they can really, really work on it because of maybe the new rules. And so it was part of them not having as much time, or the new rules not allowing it. See some of that.
It's interesting because it's two different coaches, but it was an issue for this team last year. Right? Uh-huh. We talked about it a lot.
Right.
Like, and then you could say, well, it's a league-wide thing, but you're at the very bottom when it comes to the rest of the league, when it comes to being able to grab guys and hold them up. So I don't know.
I think it's like he said, it's more about just getting the guy down, wrapping up. And I see a lot of times where guys come in and they try to make that big hit, and then they don't wrap up. And so I guess the focal point from a coaching staff is, we don't care about the big hit. Get the guy on the ground. If you got to jump on his back, if you got to, like, you know, gator roll him, whatever it is, just get him on the ground.
Well, especially because I think he was victim to that last week, Wiggy, in the Woods-Dolphins game. It was him, and I think it happened to Marte Mapu, where they went for the big hit. It seemed like it was a big collision, but the Dolphin guys kind of spun away and gained another 5 yards.
Yeah,
Mapu, I think, was trying to keep him in bounds. If you and I are talking about the same play,
I think it was a different play. Okay, but still, I know which one you're talking about.
But still, you got to try to make contact.
Just wrap him up.
Yeah.
If you just pick him up and hold him there, the refs will blow the whistle for forward progress. Like, you still have to wrap him up.
And, Chaim, I know the exact play that you're talking about, the Spillane play,
yeah,
where he tried to come in and he just lowered his shoulder and he tried to put a lick on him. And there was just it's like, don't worry about the big hit. Just, if I was a defensive coach, I don't care about big hits. Wrap up.
Right.
Wrap the guy up, because, you know, these guys on offense, some of them have unbelievable balance, and if you don't wrap up, they're able to bounce off of you.
Low man wins, pad level.
Yeah, definitely. And he said that the push in the defense is legal.
No, he said it's illegal.
Oh, okay, illegal, right?
Yeah.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah, I wish, like, they would give those guys that opportunity. I have no problem with the tush push. Just give the defense the same type of opportunity to do what the offense is doing. And I think if you could do that,
yeah,
everybody would be happy.
Okay. We will get to They Said It coming up next. And one of the things that we will hear is what Josh McDaniels said while gushing over Steph Diggs. So all of that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.